Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for this wonderful day. We bless God for making today possible. We appreciate the Lord for his mercy. We appreciate the Lord for his protection. Father, we thank you because you are awesome and there is no one like you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for the demonstration of your power, the manifestation of your awesome power. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. This is High Voltage Prayer Program. God has been using this program to do a lot in the life of people. And we appreciate a lot of feedback, a lot of testimony that we have received. And the most remarkable thing is that every day we have testimony and we are receiving that testimony on a daily basis. And this shows that God's hand and God's power is being demonstrated through our prayers and through this program. May God bless every one of you listening to me. May God catapult your destiny to the next level. May God favor you. May the hand of the Lord promote you. May the enemy of your destiny be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Any sickness in your blood shall be uprooted right now and be sent back to the sender. Any power cooking any organs of your body in the coven, the power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Any rage against your destiny shall be silenced. The purpose of God concerning your life shall be fulfilled. The Almighty God will enlarge your coast. God will give you breakthrough that the enemy cannot silence in the name of Jesus Christ. As you are listening to me now, every oppression in your life shall be disgraced. Every satanic oppression shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate the Lord and bless his name and give him glory. Give him honor, give him adoration. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be honored. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are the excellent God. Blessed be to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to just bless his name. Take any song of praises you love and appreciate the Lord with it. We bless your name, Lord. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. We appreciate you. We appreciate you because of your agape love. Now get ready as we pray. Immediately you begin to pray now, the power of God will begin to work. Mighty things begin to happen and you begin to see the demonstration of God's power. Open your mouth and shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every stubborn enemy that has refused to let me go, I command you to be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn enemy that has refused to let me go, I command you to be disgraced in the name of Jesus. If you are joining us for the first time, the way I call the prayer, you call the prayer like that and put the aggression into it. Every stubborn enemy that has refused to let me go, I command you to be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn enemy that has refused to let me go, I command you to be disgraced. In Jesus' name we pray. Powers using the hours of the night to oppress my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the night to oppress my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the night to oppress my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the night to oppress my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the night to oppress my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Powers using the hours of the night to oppress my destiny. Die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every battle assigned to swallow my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Every battle assigned to swallow my destiny. Die in the name of Jesus. Every battle assigned to swallow my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God of mercy, Let your mercy speak for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God of mercy, let your mercy speak for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God of mercy, let your mercy speak for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God of mercy, let your mercy speak for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God of mercy, let your mercy speak for me in Jesus' name. We pray by the mercy of the Lord, my life shall move forward in the name of Jesus. By the mercy of the Lord, my life shall move forward in the name of Jesus. By the mercy of the Lord, my life shall move forward in the name of Jesus. By the mercy of the Lord, my life shall move forward in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every arrow fire at me in the night, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fire at me at night, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, arrow of untimely death, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We pray. Now it is a section of healing. Are you sick? Are there some ailments in your body? Are you having some disease in your body? Are you having some sickness in your body that has defied medication? It is now time for that now. So bring out a bottle of water if you have it. If you don't have, get a bottle of oil. If you don't have either of the two, you can get a mantle in your hand, a piece of cloth, and I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, we bless you for what you have been doing using this program. We thank you for the demonstration of your power. We thank you because you are the great healer. You are the great physician. We pray that the oil, the water, and the mantle in the hand of your children shall carry the anointing of healing, shall carry the anointing of deliverance. It shall carry the anointing to break the yoke of darkness. The power of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow and envelope these materials. The blood of Jesus shall fill the oil and the oil. Fill the oil and the water and envelope the mantle. All this shall be an instrument of God's power. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you have your water with you, just drink a little. If you don't have any of the water or oil, you can place the mantle on your chest. Now we are going to pray together with aggression. And I want you to pray very well. Say this prayer with aggression. Say, any power cooking the organs of my body in the oven, die. Any power cooking the organs of my body in the oven, die. Are you ready now? Any power cooking the organs of my body in the coven, there, in the name of Jesus. Any power cooking the organs of my body in the coven, there, in the name of Jesus. Any power cooking the organs of my body in the coven, there, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power cooking the organs of my body in the coven, there, in Jesus' name we pray. No, something is happening as we are praying now. You will now shout now. Say, the organs of my body inside the cauldron, come out in the name of Jesus. The organs of my body inside the cauldron, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Did you understand the prayer? The organs of my body inside the cauldron. Cauldron is satanic pot that is used in the coven. So you command it to come out. The organs of my body inside the cauldron, come out in the name of Jesus. The organ of my body inside the cauldron, come out in the name of Jesus. The organs of my body inside the cauldron, come out in Jesus' name we pray. This is third one. Say, any organ of my body that is tied down in the coven, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Any organs of my body that is tied in the coven, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance in Jesus' name we pray. Now rub the oil or the water. Put a little of the water. If you have it, just put it on your chest. If it's the oil, rub it very well on your chest. If you don't have anyone, just put the mantle on your chest and pray this prayer very well. Say, any poison programmed into my blood, there, in the name of Jesus. Any poison programmed to my blood, there, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any poison programmed to my blood, there, in Jesus' name we pray. This is the second prayer. You pray very well. Say, evil hand planting evil into my life. Evil hand planting evil tree into my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Evil hand
planting evil tree into my life. There, in the name of Jesus, evil ant planting evil seed into my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. This is his third one. Pray very well. Every witchcraft plantation inside my body be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft plantation inside my body be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, every tree, Matthew 15:13, every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted, and every evil tree in your body shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and put it on your center head. Yes, there is a serpent that is coming out from the body of someone. Yes, somebody was fed in the dream, and the poison is coming out from your blood now. It's coming out from your throat. There is an arrow, fire against that sister. That arrow hit you at the left breast. Now the arrow is going back to the sender now. You now pray this prayer with aggression. Let your arm be on your head. Say, powers eating my head in the coven. There, in the name of Jesus. Power eating my head in the coven. There, in the name of Jesus. Powers eating my head in the coven. There. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any power that want me to go mad, you are a liar. There, in the name of Jesus. Any power that want me to go mad, you are a liar. There, in the name of Jesus. Any power that want me to go mad, you are a liar. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, odor of mortuary coming out from my body. In the name of Jesus, don't worry, just pray that very well. Somebody must pray that prayer. Odor of mortuary coming out from my body. There, in the name of Jesus. Odor of mortuary coming out from my body. There, in the name of Jesus. Odor of mortuary coming out from my body. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, I command anyone here that the enemy has put your name into register of death, I command you to be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Every arrow fired to put you in the state of unconsciousness, any power that want to bury your glory, every obituary declare against your life, it shall be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. The power that want to waste your life shall be wasted. The power that want to kill you shall be killed. Any power that want to send you to the grave, that power shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Stubborn enemy of your father's house, stubborn enemy of your mother's house that is enviously looking to pull you down shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Every poison in your blood, poison in your vein, poison in your joint, I command the poison to disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. I command instant healing upon your body now, soul and spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Oh, my glakatosu parakai. I speak into the life of that sister. Be delivered from that satanic bondage. Let the arrow fire at you in the dream go back to the sender. Arrow fire at your head, go back to the sender. Arrow fire at your back, go back to the sender. Arrow fire at your breast, go back to the sender. Any power that is drinking your blood in the coven, that power shall vomit your blood in the name of Jesus Christ. All eaters of the flesh and drinkers of the blood assigned against you from your father's house, they shall destroy themselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Our beloved, God has done a lot now. I want to just welcome you into the land of celebration. God has done a lot. You can see yourself being, you are, as I'm praying now, you can see the hand of quick recovery coming upon your life. And the Lord will continue to work wonders in your life in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to listen to me meticulously now as I'm going to open your eyes to understanding of spiritual warfare and to make you to know something that are very necessary as we are moving closer to the last race, to the end of the age. We need to understand deep things so that we don't walk in darkness. We need to understand that. Number one thing that I want you to know is that life is a battle. Don't forget, today is the 28th day of the month of May, year 2022. The month is about to run to the end. We are about to enter into the middle of the year, and we must understand a lot of things. So I need to let you know these deep things today, and I know God will help us in Jesus' name. Number one, life is a battle, and spiritual warfare is not a joke.
You need to understand that. And that leads me to the topic of what I'm discussing with you, satanic dreams that abort breakthroughs. Satanic dreams that abort breakthroughs. When you are talking about breakthrough, we are talking about something holistic. We are talking about breakthrough of the body, breakthrough of the soul, breakthrough of the spirit, breakthrough financially, breakthrough maritally, breakthrough in your career, breakthrough in all ramifications. I wish you that you'll be in good health. I wish you that you experience a good health, breakthrough in your health. So that we are talking about something holistic. We are not talking about just breakthrough in terms of finances alone. We are talking about everything about you. You know, there are dreams that are always being programmed to abort these breakthroughs. And we need to understand that life is spiritual. You are a spirit being and you live inside the body and you have a soul. You must quickly understand that there can be no meaningful progress in life until you understand the fact that life is more than physical. Life is a spiritual thing. And you are a spiritual being. You must understand that one. Our battle also are spiritually inclined. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we are not warring after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down the imaginations and every high thing that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, and bringing them to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You must understand that. That battle begins right away in our mind. You have to understand that deep secret. Our weapons of fighting also, it is not physical. They are spiritually packaged and strengthened by the Lord. So that is why for us to experience a meaningful breakthrough in the areas of in all areas of our lives, we must understand how it works. And we must understand the area the devil also is looking for how to terminate it. The enemy has done a lot in infiltrating into the life of people through dreams, because they know that many people, they are naive and they do not have understanding of interpretations of dream that can only be done by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that is why it is very good that you pray for baptism of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will give you the understanding of all the dreams that are orchestrated to abort your breakthrough. Beloved, every one of us has been designed to experience breakthrough in life. But the enemy of our souls, the wicked enemy of our soul, the devil will always look for opportunity to steal this breakthrough, to kill this breakthrough, and to also, you know, destroy this breakthrough using our dream, coming to program something into our lives. No wonder the Bible says, why men slept, his enemy came and sowed a tares among the wheat, and the enemy runs away. Why man was sleeping? Why man was in ignorance? Why man was unconscious? His enemy came. And how did they come? They come through dream. And when they come through that dream, they sow a tares. They sow something into the life. Every satanic dream we always come to sow something into people's life. You may not know that something has been sold. You may not know that something has been done, but it has been done. They have done it. The Bible says the enemy sow things into the life of people and move on their ways. It is later the disciple now asked Jesus, didn't we plant wheat here? How come the tares come? And he said, the enemy, they has done this. This is the artwork of the enemy. This is the outworking of the enemy. Therefore, beloved, we need to understand this mystery. We need to get it clear. We need to know all these tricks of the wicked. The Bible says, be not ignorant of the devices. 1 Corinthians 2:11. Be not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, of the scheme of the enemy. of the strategies of the enemy, of the formulas of the enemies. When you are not ignorant of those devices, you can easily nip the enemy at the board. By praying a right prayer, and you get results. I am praying for someone here that any breakthrough ahead of you that has been aborted as a result of satanic dream that you had, that has deposited something into your life. Don't forget, every satanic dream drops something into our lives. And when they drop that thing has an assignment. Our assignment is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10 verse 10. So any evil dream you have had that has brought satanic yoke in your life, that has brought evil into your life, may that dream today be aborted and may the consequences scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at this place, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. For a great door, an effectual, is open unto me, and there are many, many adversary, enemies standing at the edge of a great door. Many adversary. So you must understand that the adversary will come when the breakthrough is closer. I am praying for someone that any area of your life that the enemy had captured, today that area shall be released. That area shall be released. That area shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to stop there and continue tomorrow. Now it is time for us to pray. I want you to do something first. If you have not given your life to Jesus, why can't you settle that with the Almighty God? Why can't you talk to Him and cry unto Him to have mercy? Cry unto Him to show you mercy now before we go on. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to pray right now. We are going to pray this prayer. Pray it very well. Thank you, Father. Say, every battle that I have inherited from my parents, die in the name of Jesus. Every battle that I have inherited from my parents, die in the name of Jesus. Every battle that I have inherited from my parents, die in the name of Jesus. Every battle that I have inherited from my parents, die in Jesus' name. Pray. Every battle programmed into my life when I was in the womb of my mother, die in the name of Jesus. Every battle programmed into my life when I was in the womb of my mother, die in the name of Jesus. Every battle programmed into my life when I was in the womb of my mother, die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, foundational yoke that is limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Foundational yoke that is limiting my life, break, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Powers coming into my dream to steal from me, die in the name of Jesus. Powers coming into my dream to steal from me, die in the name of Jesus. Powers coming into my dream to steal from me, die in Jesus' name we pray. Oh, wonderful. Look at something is happening there. Say, stubborn enemy of my father's house, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Stubborn enemy of my father's house, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any evil altar in my father's compound that is waging war against my progress, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil altar in my father's compound that is waging war against my progress, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every agenda of stubborn enemy to make my life bitter, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of stubborn enemy to make my life bitter, there in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of stubborn enemy to make my life bitter, there in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of stubborn enemy to make my life bitter, there in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of stubborn enemy to make my life bitter, there in Jesus' name we pray. That prayer, we need to pray it more. I can see a lot of things happening there. Somebody is being pulled out from a pit. Yes, the garment of poverty has caught fire now. Yes, there's a promotion letter that is ahead of someone and is going to be forcefully released into your hand. Yes, somebody is going for promotion examination. The Lord said that you tell you that you should balance yourself very well. Calm down. The Lord has taken control. Just ask the Holy Spirit to show you where you are going to read, and it's going to direct you. You are coming out with flying colors. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lord, we appreciate what you have done today. We pray on all the prayer requests in the hand of your people. Let the requests receive approval from heaven, and let their testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray those who have been praying for a permanent resident document, may the Lord favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those going for visa interview, may God bless you and may God give you victory. Going for one engagement or the other, the Lord will protect your life, the Lord will guide you. All the expectant couples shall be blessed with children. All those who have not settled in marriage shall be visited by the Lord. God shall use this year as your year of celebration, a year to cap all your efforts with breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Our beloved, God has done wonderful things, and God is still doing great wonders. I just want to tell you that the Lord Almighty is working wonders, and he continues to do wonders in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, the great God is at work. The mighty hand of God is at work. God is fulfilling mighty work, and great things continue to happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I just want you to know that God has done something today, and you are going to be blessed. You are going to see the testimony very, very soon. And if God has done something in your life, you have testimony to share, forward it to us. Let us get it. Let's get it from there. Send it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. And for many of you who probably you are living in Lagos, you have opportunity to be in our crusade that is really coming up. Today, the 28th and the 29th. At Festac 23 Road at FEC, you can also be there. If you are living in Lagos, just find your way to Festac Town, and you will see the crusade going on. We will send the flyer to the WhatsApp number for you to see, and you make yourself available. God bless you so much in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will continue to do greater work in our lives, and we shall be a bundle of testimony. Beloved, I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Festac Town, and our international headquarters is number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Onike Sabo Yaba, just behind the Unilag gate, the second gate of the Unilag, and the just 10 minutes drive from Queens College. God bless you. As you pay us visit, you need deliverance, you need prayer, just take your time and come around. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you very much.